Welcome, soulmate seekers, to another episode of Single to Soulmate, the podcast for the spiritually conscious singles looking for love. I'm your host, Tanya Alberti, and today we're going to be talking about something so very important when it comes to manifesting the relationship you desire, and that's awareness around your beliefs. Welcome to the Single to Soulmate podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and guidance on the path to finding true love. I'm your host, Tanya Alberti, a spiritual relationship and manifestation coach, here to help support you on your journey towards attracting a soul-aligned partnership. Each week, we'll explore powerful insights, practical tips, and transformative techniques that will empower you to create the love life you've always dreamed of. Are you tired of feeling stuck in your love life? Do you long for a deep and meaningful connection with a partner who truly understands and supports you? Well, you're in the right place. The Single to Soulmate podcast is designed specifically for those who are ready to break free from old patterns, heal their hearts, and manifest a soulmate relationship. And as your guide on this journey, I'll be sharing my years of experience and expertise in the realms of spiritual growth, personal development, and conscious manifestation. I'll help you tap into your intuitive awareness, embrace your authenticity, and show up as your best and highest self. Together, we'll delve into the power of self-love, healing from past wounds, and harnessing the principles of manifestation to attract the love you desire. Each episode of the Single to Soulmate podcast is carefully crafted to provide you with actionable insights and practical strategies. You'll gain valuable tools to navigate the challenges of modern dating, enhance your communication skills, and cultivate a deep soul-level intimacy with your partner. We'll explore topics like setting healthy boundaries, building self-confidence, and trusting your intuition in matters of the heart. So whether you're single in a new relationship or just navigating the complexities of a long-term partnership, this podcast is your trusted companion. You'll find inspiration, motivation, and guidance to support you on your quest for love. Together, we'll transform your relationship with yourself and others, creating a foundation of love, trust, and mutual growth. So if you're ready to embark on a transformative journey towards finding your soulmate, make sure to hit that subscribe button and join me every week on the Single to Soulmate podcast. Together, we'll unlock the secrets to attracting a love that aligns with your truest self. Get ready to manifest the relationship of your dreams. Hey, hey, lovelies, welcome back. So if you've been following me for a while, you know I'm all about inner work, personal growth, and just tapping into your highest self, really in order to attract that soulmate connection that you're looking for. But it's really easy to overlook a huge factor that can absolutely make or break your ability to manifest the love that you're looking for. And that's really what you believe. Now, here's the thing. I learned this lesson the hard way from my own journey. Even when I thought I was doing all the right things, like I was meditating every day, I was putting myself out there, saying all the affirmations, real lasting love seemed to elude me. But what I didn't realize was that I still had some really major limiting beliefs when it came to relationships. And that's what I'm going to be exploring today. So why it's so important to become aware of your conscious and your unconscious beliefs if you want to truly manifest love. So let's dive in. So here's the thing. Your beliefs are simply thoughts that you hold to be true. It doesn't mean they're true. It just means that you have repeated the thought so many times that you've actually learned to think that it's reality. They actually form the lens through which you view your reality. Now, we all have beliefs. We have beliefs about relationships. We have expectations about how they should be, what we deserve, what love looks like. Well, here's the thing. Your beliefs directly impact what shows up in your life. Like attracts like, period. And when you learn to shift your beliefs, you actually shift your vibration. And then your reality begins to mirror that back to you. So if you really believe that you're unworthy of real love, you're going to stay stuck in a cycle of unhealthy relationships that are going to show up in a myriad of different ways. And if you believe there's nobody out there for you, you're going to continue to attract unavailable partners. If you believe you have to fix or change yourself to find the one, which is what I totally used to do, you're going to struggle with authenticity. And then consequently, you're going to be attracting people that aren't a good match for you. But becoming aware of your beliefs is really just the first step in transforming them. Many of our beliefs were formed in childhood, actually even before the age of 7. A lot of our beliefs were formed from past experiences, and they operate below the conscious level, which is why awareness is so, so important. So here are 3 tips that I want to leave you with for increasing awareness around what it is you actually believe. So 1, notice your self-talk. Those little thoughts in your head, the little inner critic, the inner mean girl in your head reveals so much about what you actually believe. So do you hear your inner critic saying things to you like, oh, you suck, you're fat, you don't deserve love, who do you think you are? You know, do you repeat stories to yourself of being abandoned or rejected? Like, oh, they're just going to leave anyway. Bring consciousness to those narratives. Really start paying attention to what you tell yourself on a regular basis, and then work to dismantle them. Because chances are good, none of that stuff is true. The second thing, pay attention to your feelings. When you notice big emotions like doubt, fear, insecurity, when those things come up related to relationships, you need to dig deeper to uncover what belief is there. And I find that things like fear usually has a belief underneath there about not being in control. And when you look at the feelings that you're feeling, the big emotions that are uncomfortable, if you can dig into that, I guarantee you there's beliefs under there. So take a look at that. And then the third thing is to examine your patterns. Look at past relationships. Look at your attachment style. Do a little research. Look at your overall history. What beliefs might these experiences have created within you? Now, as you become more aware of your limiting beliefs, you can then intentionally shift them. So you want to start affirming a new empowering narrative. Release the negative emotions still stored in your body and boldly declare what you know you deserve. Now remember, your beliefs inform your reality when it comes to love. So do the inner work. That way you'll attract the outer magic. The partner you've always been dreaming of is waiting on you. So I'm keeping this short and sweet today. So that's all I wanted to share with you. But I hope this episode really sheds light on why awareness around your beliefs is so, so important if you want to manifest that soulmate relationship. And when you change your inner world, you change what shows up in your outer experience. Now, if you want to go deeper into this work with me, please make sure you check out my Soulmate Blueprint Guide, because it's got meditations, journal prompts, so much more for transforming your beliefs and truly calling in your one. So until next time, really start believing in your worth, embrace your truth, and trust in love. The right person is out there looking for you too. Have an amazing day. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Single to Soulmate. I hope the insights and guidance shared here have been valuable to you on your journey towards deep and fulfilling love. But it doesn't have to end here. Let's expand and deepen our connection beyond the podcast. Follow me on Instagram at @IAM_TanyaAlberti, where I share daily tips and techniques for tapping into your intuition, connecting to your soul and divine guidance, manifestation, healing the heart, and calling in your sacred union. It's a space where we delve into conscious relationships and all the transformative elements that contribute to creating soul-aligned partnerships. I also invite you to join my vibrant Facebook community, The Relationship Revolution, co-creating conscious connections. Now, this is not just a place for random posts or memes about being single. It is a community based on vibrational resonance for those who really desire to shift what's holding them back from truly connecting on a soul level with their perfect person. So whether you're single or already partnered, this community is for you. In the group, I host twice weekly live teachings, provide workbooks, PDFs, meditations, and a whole library of resources to support your journey to love. You'll find the link to join in the show notes. Now, if you found value in the Single to Soulmate podcast, I would deeply appreciate your support. Please take a moment to leave a review. Your feedback not only helps me improve, but it also assists me in reaching more individuals who are seeking guidance and inspiration on their own love journey. Thank you for being a part of my growing community. Remember, love is your birthright, and your soul-aligned connection is waiting for you. Stay committed to your journey and remain open to the infinite possibilities. Until next time, keep shining your light and embracing the love that is meant for you.